Should be here in Bolingbrook.
All right, now I want to do some airs of banjo. You heard him right there on the bass, everybody, in vocals from Burbank, Illinois. Just a slow-mo, please give him a hand.
Slow-mo!
Thank you, everybody.
On the guitar, the monster from Chicago, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. On the guitar, the amazing Frankenmoe. Please give him a hand. On the drums from Plainfield, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. On the drums, the monster as well. Give it up for Mighty Mo on drums, everybody, for being so kind. Also on the keyboards, ladies and gentlemen. Newest addition to Five Guys. They're both from Oak Park, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. We're awfully happy to have them in the band.
Give
it up for Gimme Mo.
They are spread out.
I got my stuff over there.
I know, I'm watching it.
Give me a drink.
What do I get?
34 years.
Hold on.
34 years.
They ran out of the black cherries. They cleared them out last night.
Oak Forest, Illinois.
They have the iced tea. They only got a few of these left after all that damn finished beer.
You'll know them. You'll love them.
Only a few of these left.
Well, you should have been dancing them up.
You got to go over. You got to go over there and get a wristband. That's right. And you can get two.
Here's some tickets.
Yeah. keep just rolling on. Change things by voting at VoteMyAppinion2020.com.
Coming in from the parking lot, you're going to be on the hill. Look for spots, look for squares without an X, so we can be socially distant. I'll come back up with a reminder, but while we can see the X's on the hill, please be sure you're not sitting in a square with an X. Down here, you guys look like you're socially distant. Are you singing loud enough? I'm not sure. I'll check it just before the next band comes up.
It's called Five Guys Named Mo. Name of the band, Five Guys Named
One
Mo.
One of the cool things that I'm very proud of since moving to Bolingbrook in 1986 is the fact that this is the most diverse community in Illinois.
I'm one of yours.
What?
Door to door, my five kids. have made friends that make them capable of communicating with anyone, anywhere in the world. And that's a really cool thing. So, you may have heard, if you were around yesterday or watching, this facility, this Performing Arts Center, which was completed in 1999 when Village Hall renovation was done, and this Performing Arts Center is used throughout the year under normal conditions. These are special times, and we have festivals celebrating different things, and we have events throughout the year. Some really cool things to get to know your neighbors and just be able to have conversations with people and find out how cool they are. So we're going to have an event here, and we've got a very active club here in Bolingbrook, the Black History Month Awareness Club. They put on a great event in February of each year at Bolingbrook High School.
But you can't eat it.
Not sure if they're going to be able to do it.
Green peppers and beef.
We're going to have an event here on Friday, August 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to celebrate the 57th anniversary of the 1963 Civil Rights March. That Civil Rights March helped all of us. It helped a lot of people, and it really did help all of us. I have friends, I grew up in South Bend, Indiana, and I have friends who participated and got to meet some very great people who made a difference in our country. So they're going to celebrate that from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here. And if you're available on Friday, August 28th, there's going to be speakers, entertainment, and they're going to have food trucks. They've got some really cool speakers that are going to help us understand each other better.
You get the other hot dog there?
To be here Friday, August 28th.
Get the hot dog, right?
Please come join us and get to know your neighbors, because it's a really cool place to hang out here in Bolingbrook. Would you agree?
Yeah!
I know I love it. Friday, August 29th, Bolingbrook Lions Club is holding a rockin' recycling event. Anybody have electronics in their house they don't need anymore? Yeah, me too, I just can't find them in a pile. So Saturday, August 29th, you wanna come out. Raising Cane is the band that's gonna be playing. They were here last year. And you wanna come out 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here again. And again, get to know your neighbors and enjoy some time and make a difference in Bolingbrook. Saturday, August 29th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Raising Cane is the band.
I've heard of Raising Cane.
They were here last year. They kicked. They did good.
They did all right, huh?
We have Wednesday concerts. Anybody here from out of town? Not Bolingbrook. Yeah, no. We talked about this, but. So every Wednesday, we've been having concerts. We started out inside and live streaming, and we are live streaming right now around the world, by the way. So we have Wednesday concerts, 7:30 to 9 p.m.
Oh, wow.
And I'll have an announcement about those. Currently, they're scheduled for August 26th. I'll have an announcement about those at the end of the evening. So you're going to have to stay and listen. Anybody interested in the next band at all? Anybody like live music here? Come on, wake up. All right, one other plea for being good to your fellow concert goers. If you're going to be smoking something, I'll come back up and say this, but if you're going to be smoking something, do it on the wings of the stage, not in the crowd here. I think we're good for now. I'll be back up in a few minutes.
No, she just told us not to be over there. They said to smoke something, stay over here.
Infinity, all right, you're awake. It's cooling down. I see a few cloud streaks, but look up. It's a nice blue sky. It's a beautiful night in Bolingbrook. We'll be back up to introduce the next band.
Good job.
Oh, one other. There's a tent right here, the first tent by the Lions trailer is selling some light up things. For kids of all ages, that you can light up and wave to the band in the dark, or take home later and light them up in the back. They don't explode. They're lighting things. That's the best I can describe it. And they're giving money to a local community organization from the proceeds of that. So if you want to do something to impress the band and let them know you're out there, besides screaming and singing and dancing, go buy some wavy things and get a discount going on. All right, I'll be back.
Most 5-0s, how are they? How are five guys named Mo?
Pretty good. You want to listen to the musical you're walking for?
Yeah, I hear them. I like to see them.
Nobody in the stadium, and I've been keeping myself busy, but do me a favor. In one word, describe the 2020 election. One word.
Excellent.
You're live.
Excellent.
Excellent. You like it? Ha. All right, why? What's so good about it? What's so excellent about it? Waiting to hear.
I can't.
The whole world's waiting to hear. Come on. What's so excellent about the 2020 election?
It's never got freedom.
Freedom? I don't know, man.
I think
they're taking a lot of our freedom away. Too much of our freedom away.
I told Mike Lawler, the deputy mayor. I told him if Mary.
He's here?
Yeah.
He's here?
I told him.
You know him?
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk to him.
He just got to
talk. That's the guy, huh?
Yeah, it's like I told him if Mary Bosco runs for mayor, I'll be the first one to vote for her.
All right. I'm done with that. I'm talking about the presidential election. What do you think about that? In one word, the presidential election. Say in one word.
I think Trump sucks.
What?
I think Trump sucks.
Say it again.
I think we need another Bill Clinton. We need another Bill Clinton.
I think anybody be better than Trump.
When Bill Clinton was in office, we had the lowest unemployment rate.
Yeah. Trump says he holds that card. Nah, you don't think so? All right. I don't like Trump either, though. I can't stand him. I mean, he might have a position somewhere, but to be the final say on everything? No.
Maybe in a business office.
Don't you think that maybe somebody... I don't think anyone should have their final say.
I got the glasses that I got yesterday, too.
No. We the people.
When I was on Bloomberg JT, I got an invitation to the White House by George W. Bush Jr.
No kidding. You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm not. I got an invitation for a dinner thing. But I couldn't go because I couldn't afford the plane flight.
They didn't pay for it? How cheap can you get?
I was with the Bloomberg JT for 19 years, and I kind of aged out of the group. so I'm going to be joining the Lions Club.
Good job. Lions Club's a good club?
I'm a good job. It's like with the Knights of Columbus, you have to be Catholic just to join them.
So who? Join who?
To join the Knights of Columbus, you have to be a Catholic.
Knights of Columbus, you have to be a Catholic?
You have to be baptized.
See, as long as you were a knight, you could be a knight.
No, I'm going for the Lions Club.
Good job. Northside.
Northside.
Cubs. Who are they playing tomorrow?
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Doubleheader game on Tuesday. A doubleheader on Monday and a doubleheader on Wednesday.
Loud and proud.
Enjoy the day.
You too, man. Keep smiling. Again, Northside.
Northsiders. Join the Northsiders.
Donald, how's Larry supposed to be able to see the band?
Huh?
How's he gonna see the band?
There isn't a band right now. Then one day you find is dropped behind you. No one knows you.
Were they showing them on the screen?
Huh?
So when the band was playing, were they on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bam!
Wow! Now Larry getting full?
Yeah.
Right here.
What? Good idea.
you're supposed to walk, Billy. We're going through a crowd. You're supposed to stay right here. So smoke your cigarette, then we'll go. I got a little bit of years left. So did you guess what his name is?
No. Weirdo.
Approach him.
Is that being live?
Huh? Come on, folks, tell me what to do. Why does it feel like the first time?
Yeah, hurry up. I'm gonna lift this knob off.
There, for it comes out. Ah, here we go. Ah.
Standing form, and these guys are.
Yeah. Are you on fire? Oh, what a song to come on.
It's every such a thing.
Kind of involved with a whole bunch of people, but I'm gonna sneak up on him.
See, you got a second.
I'm just asking everybody in one word. I'm doing a live podcast of me and my opinion, and it's vote my opinion 2020.com.
Okay,
I just started a new website. And for all the kids out there, in one word, describe what the 2020 election, you know, how does it make you feel? One word. 2020 election.
2020 election, one word.
Loud and proud.
Excited.
Excited? I haven't got that one yet. Now, if you would, do me a big favor. Tell everyone who you are.
I wasn't gonna
do that to you, but tell everyone who you are.
I'm Mike Lawler. I am Deputy Mayor of Village of Bolingbrook.
And you're the man, right?
I am one of many.
You're the man. So, excited, huh? Could you explain that just a little bit for me?
Yes.
I mean, what?
This is a monumental time in history.
It is. Oh, my God.
So I could change it to monumental.
You could. You could change it.
I'll change it to monumental.
That's exactly what a person from WordPress that was helping me with my website, the young lady told me, this is going to be a monumental website. So if you could, ask everyone to just check it out.
All right.
Vote my app, like an app.
All right, check out Vote My App.
Opinion.
Opinion.
2020.com.
.com.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Hey, and good luck to you, man. You keep dumping, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Because I got a funny feeling that you're for the people, right?
Yes.
All right. And I love that. I like what you're doing here. This is great. And everyone just keep their distancing.
We're gonna live, continue to have fun together.
There you go. Appreciate you, Mike.
Appreciate you.
You have a good day. There, that was Mike. He seems like a good guy. We need more guys like that. Say hi.
Hi.
To the whole world.
Hi, whole world.
Thank you. Tell them to vote my opinion. 2020.com. See, we're making our rounds. We'll get it out there. Everyone just join in and we're gonna make this happen. And in the meantime, I'm gonna go get a drink. Huh?
There's 5 here. I got 10 left. I can't get
all right, okay, all right.
With 5 in yours, you gotta go with me to get a ticket.
Hey, Larry. This is my buddy Larry. Say hello to the world.
Hello, world.
Talk to him about what's the 2020 election mean to you in one word. One word. Here, come on, talk to the people. Take that for a minute. No?
I don't know.
You're chicken. What's the 2020 election mean to you in one word?
My ID.
Oh, it's in my phone. Okay, I got it. We're having a good time here in Bolingbrook. Everybody's just moseying around. I don't want to look like an idiot, but I guess they can't see me talking through my mask, right? So it's not like I'm talking to myself. Girls were dancing in the streets. How's it going? One word. One word and one word only. How do you feel about the 2020 election?
Confused.
Confused. That's a good one. Confused. We have a confused. Oh yeah, you gotta stay in a sorry. Woo. But I got a mask on. I can.
Got yelled at about that earlier. Brenda's up front. She moved her front. I'm going to move front with her.
So if you had to say, describe the 2020 election in one word, how would you describe it?
Really fucked up, man.
Watch out. There's kids listening.
My apologies.
All right. Apologize to the kids, not me.
I'm sorry, children. 2020 election.
One word.
Ask your parents.
That's a big word. I kind of mixed them all in.
Man.
Yeah, well, all right.
Best I can do.
I'm going to let you cop out on that one.
Appreciate that, brother.
How about you?
Eddie here.
2020 election in one word.
Children. Come on.
2020 election?
Yeah, one word. You can say messed up. That's fine. I'll take that better than the other one.
It's a big contradiction
in itself. It's a tough one. I think it's a good question, though. I'm more interested in the 15 to 18-year-olds. I got a website, so I don't know. How old are you?
I'm
25. What?
Yeah,
24.
Yeah.
Really?
Slower than me.
Man. When you're like 90, they're gonna.
I'm 26.
You realize.
There you go, 24, 25.
Yeah, you realize when you're like 90, they're gonna still be carding you, right?
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Just
watch the band.
Get
your ID.
Oh, all right, it's right here. I got one. All right, here, hold on. Well, I'm sorry if that doesn't count, but here you go.
Look at the back of the...
I saw her at the top of my head. She said it doesn't work.
It even looks like you.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the compliment. When you're 90, you're still going to be getting carded. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Unfortunately, yeah.
There's no way. Come on. All right, thank you. And by the way, can I see your ID, dear?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want one, you better let me.
I already got this.
All right, in one word, describe the 2020 election. Come on, one word. Come on, please. We're live on a podcast.
No.
No. Come on, one word. One word. Scary, anything.
It's scary.
There
it's
you
right.
go. I'll take it.
Put your glasses on. Put your ID back in your place. Put your ID back in your place. All right. Yeah, your tickets can go in there, too. There's one for each drink. There's five. There's five. I got the other five. Here, take your glasses.
Yeah, after five drinks, you can imagine what I'm going to be talking about.
Here.
All right, here. Wait a minute. I'm sticking this in here.
Glasses.
No, I'm going to hold on. All right, I got it. They're in there.
Okay, here.
I got to be able to get them out.
No. Oh, you can only get two at a time.
Now, where do we go?
Right here.
Here we go. So I got to, like, walk all the way through? No, I don't think so. I got to go all the way through, huh? Can I hop over? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I can't walk. Look, man, I got steel legs. I'm gonna just cut over. Yeah, I'll go see right over here. I'll get in line, but I mean, I'll get in line, but. All right, here we are. We're at the end of the line here.
Uh-oh, I gotta get
glass. Man, they're wiped out of everything.
I'm gonna have to come back in 2 and get
what
two
is this
more.
Like the COVID,
Can I help you? Yeah, two of them.
This is like the COVID diet thirst.
God, she's calling you.
What else you got back left to make there?
Yeah, wine and
beer.
Give me a couple of those last two blue things over there.
You didn't
wait
me much to drink, did you?
No. There you go.
All right. Blueberry, take this from there.
Last thing I need to ask is, in one word, how would you describe the 2020 election?
Shitty.
Kids are listening.
Oh.
Crappy.
Crappy.
We'll go with crappy.
Blueberry's gone? Oh, it's gone, gone? Is it gone?
Hey, where you going? You weren't waiting on nothing. You were running away.
Don't lose my mask.
I'm not, but I gotta go to the bathroom. So can you take this over to the where we're at?
It's right over the me. I can't go.
Oh God, I gotta run all the way over there and back.
Oh.
I'm dribbling all over myself. Alright, I'm gonna drop this shit right here and I gotta go.
I don't remember.
I smell food, man. Alright. Man, I'm sitting right next to the garbage can. Alright, here we go.
Oh, I'm
going
by the thing. My dirty store's sitting here.
You go sit over there and I'll be right here. I gotta go. Hey, watch my shit right there. Come on, you really gotta talk to the people. Say something. Anything.
Don't lose it, you gotta want one here.
All right, I guess I'll go.
You got it by 1 year.
Larry, don't let no one take my drinks. I'll be right back.
By 1 year,
it's ready to fall off. Ain't going nowhere. I've got to go to the bathroom. Jesus, God. Bam, 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 bam. Because they got you in a stranglehold. Oh. Whee! probably isn't right, but there's no voice video. So. This isn't gonna sound right, but I'm sorry. The men's room, anyway. Whew. I don't know if we want to tackle the men in blue. Guess as long as you got to wear it, I should wear it too, right?
We're not forcing it.
Well,
I have to.
I'm doing a live podcast here, so if you don't mind, I mean. Officer, you don't have to give your name if you don't want to.
Okay.
Just one word described 2020 election for me. One word, 2020 election. Think about it.
Vital.
Vital. It is. It is very vital.
Vital.
I like that. I like it a lot. All right. You want to tell everyone who you are?
No.
That's okay. Well, don't do that.
I won't do that.
I just thought maybe if you wanted to, you could.
No, that's not good. Good luck.
I'm not going to expose you. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't do it.
I don't want to go to jail, I swear.
No.
Hey, have fun.
Thank you.
Ouch. So I guess everyone, it's been 45 minutes. I'll give you all a break. I'm going to maybe try it. Yeah, I should go up on the hill. What do you think, Larry? You want to go for a ride?
No, I'm good.
You're good? you see me here, man. All right, I guess I can take my mask off for a minute. He just told me that they're not enforcing puffing things and stuff. You think it's ready to put that together? Your thing.
Okay.
Put your thing together. Wait, are you really that lost?
Yeah.
The glue? The glue, man. Glue it together.
Glue?
The glue.
What are you talking about?
The Gorilla Glue.
Okay, Gorilla Glue.
Put it together, your stick. Try it, right? The Gorilla Glue, man.
Gorilla Glue for what?
The stick. Come on, you really don't know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
You said you brought something with. Look how much I got left.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. They already said it's okay. I told me it's all good. 3 weeks that long.
I'm gone.
Wow.
I'm gone, man.
Man.
I'm gone.
Yep. For a buck. A buck. They're a buck. Bra, bra, bra. Some rock and roll. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, yo, yo. Oh, hey, yeah.
Oh, nipples free arms. Oh, that was bad. That was bad. bad. That was bad. Because I'm so bad.
Check, two, two, two. Check, one, two, two. Check, one, two.
It's a good thing there's no video on this.
Call me.
What is it about?
I could get in trouble.
Old ladies in short shorts. Frantic. That's all I've seen, man.
They know how to sing it, and they're out to bring it. Oh, here's the first one. Remember what I told you?
What?
Next t-shirt? Huh? Remember the next t-shirt? Black booty. I swear to God, I'm making it a t-shirt. I should have got a picture of that. Black booty is beautiful.
Who wears short shorts?
Yabba dabba do. I'm in love with
can
you.
Can you tell me where the signs are going or not? They're making hand signals. I think he told you to steal third. I think he told you to steal third base. Steal third? Right. And never make it.
Too quiet!
Wait, let's just hit a B, will you? Everybody just hit a B.
Let's welcome Infinity!